All right, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 17 of 615, guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
What's up?
We got Connor.
Shaboinky.
And we got Denton Dotson.
What's up, everybody?
This is our, I guess this will be our last pod until fall break.
The big
away break.
Finna go to
break.
The beach.
I love 615
guys on vacation. We're gonna take y'all with us.
Even though we don't post for like 2 weeks, we're still going on vacation.
Yeah, well, we come out with the pods.
You know, we work hard every 2 weeks though, so we need a little break.
Yeah, we need a break.
It's a hard 2 weeks to get these pods.
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah, all the guests we bring in, and you know, it's just hard to get around their schedules.
Oh yeah, we haven't introduced y'all to our guests this week.
Yep. Tell us about yourself. Okay. Yep. So as you can tell, they're really interesting.
They have a lot to talk about. Very cool story.
We had to bring on the same guests as last week, last episode. But they were
last week, like
yeah,
a month
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but they were available. So yeah, but maybe we'll bring y'all a beach episode.
No.
Maybe.
No.
But wouldn't that be cool? Nah.
I don't know. If you're ever in Florida and you see a 615 guys sticker, just know
that it's a podcast. Yeah. Even though the stickers don't say podcast.
We're gonna write it on there so everybody knows. Oh, I'm gonna put Spotify under it too. That's how you find us. Or Apple Music. Or Apple
Podcast.
Podcast card again.
Come on, all right.
My bad.
Anyways. But another thing about our guest, which has kind of been interesting lately. Kind of spooky. We are nearing Halloween.
We are indeed.
So maybe this is just a Halloween thing and it'll cut off at Halloween.
Casper.
But well, I wish we had Casper.
We do. Can't you see
him? Do you not see him?
But yeah. Somehow Casper.
He's quiet.
Okay, well, Casper's going to find a way to get hurt because that seems to what happens to every single 615 guy or guest that comes on the pod. It's called the 615 curse.
It is.
The 615
curse. I'll explain it since it, knock on wood, hasn't happened to me yet, but it's because I'm not in season yet. Unfortunately, every single guest / member that's been on the podcast that has gone through their sports season has gotten injured.
Yeah, so it all started with old Sean over here, if you remember.
With
the whole overstretching
thing.
Yep, overstretching.
And we didn't think of anything of it. You know,
haven't the injuries like slowly gotten more serious?
It was a good joke for then.
Yes, but you know, very serious. But he's back now, better than ever. Hit a nice, 30-something yarder last week?
Yes.
You missed it.
No, I didn't.
Questionable.
Questionable. May have missed it.
But,
wide,
but the ref,
okay.
Called it good, so
yeah,
it's good.
And the funny thing is, I would have been able to hit like a, 39-yarder. But yeah. They wouldn't put me out there.
So. You know, he did miss his first kick this week.
On PAT.
Yeah, extra
that's,
point.
Sean, yeah. You got
to
be better than
we'll come back to that in a second. But we need to keep going with our curse. So the next week... The week right before the season started, we had old Copeland Bradford on the podcast.
R.I.P.
And sadly, in the Wilson Central game, what did he do to his knee?
Carried it.
Carried it really bad. I don't know. What?
It's like
UCL, MCL,
something?
Something messed up very
Nutella,
bad.
Nutella, I don't know.
And he's just now making his return from week two of the season.
And it is now week eight, so he missed.
Was it really week two?
Games.
Yeah. No.
It was later.
Was it week two?
It was,
no,
yeah.
It was
Siegel.
Central.
It was Siegel that he got hurt.
No,
it
was
Central.
It was the second game of the year. Siegel was the fourth.
The crazy thing about that,
I swear he got hurt.
That felt like yesterday. Man. Central's game felt like yesterday.
I swear he got hurt.
No, I thought it was forever
Siegel.
Ago.
But then old Connor Gannon. You can explain what happened to you, Connor?
Yeah, so unfortunately in our game against Coffee County on homecoming, I sprained my wrist during the game. I can still play, so it's not a bad injury, but
he got the
still,
better end of the deal.
Yeah, yeah. Still an injury. I'll take it.
Yes. And then, I guess, was it the following week after the Coffee County game? Or wait, no, we missed Rigsby. Rigsby
yeah,
happened.
Rigsby.
So, the following week at practice,
yeah.
Old Hayden Rigsby. Y'all remember that episode not too long ago? I think that was that directly after Copeland, or one or two after?
I don't know. It was only
no,
like
I was
three
in
episodes
there.
Ago.
Okay, well, either way,
we're talking
it
about
was...
Oh, his guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, it was close to that. And Rigsby made a wrong step in practice, twisted his old ankle.
I think that one's worse than the overstretching.
The ankle? Like Reese's ankle?
Chris no, it was is the worst
outside
one.
Of his foot.
Spraining his foot or whatever, running to his car.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That one's the worst one. That one's the funniest one. Nah, they're not funny. But that one's the most chilling, like, yeah, coach.
Overstretching.
I was walking to my car, and there the ACL goes.
But
I swear sometimes when I just get up in the middle of the night and walk into the kitchen, I tear my ACL. That your
you
body's
just, like,
tight.
Get up in the morning, your knees pop.
Yes, you just feeling. Like, I don't know about the best feeling. It's just amazing. One long step.
But anyway, so Rigsby ended up having a knee surgery after his injury and is out for the year. He's old. He's scooting around now in his old scooter.
He is.
Hey, but he's bringing.
Didn't they have to get it like welded together? Didn't it like break?
Yeah, something like that. But he's bringing the energy, so he's
good.
Helping us even though
good.
He's out.
Long Snapper University, LSU.
Uh-huh.
Either the week following the Coffee County game or 2 weeks after, I hurt my shoulder. It was a slightly torn labrum. Not fun. But I'm still playing, and I can play through it. It's still structurally sound, as they said, so I can play, just with a good old wrap around it.
Yeah, have you fumbled since?
I have not fumbled since, or held.
Okay, maybe this injury is good.
Two for two,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You're going to have like three fumbles and like five holding calls Friday.
Yeah, you better knock on
it. Yeah. Jackson's was the weirdest injury to see, because he showed me the video of it, and first off, I was following Brandon during the play?
Anthony.
I was following Anthony during the play, and because he had sleeves on, I couldn't tell who it was. And I was like, man, Jackson, this is a good play. I mean, you're showing some promise here. And then I look off to the side, and it's Tiny Jackson. And him and the guy literally just put their hands on each other's shoulders, and then all of a sudden, Jackson's hurt.
Yeah.
So it was very disappointing.
I'm having to run off the field with my shoulder. Like, my arm is like just dangling.
He points to the sideline. He does the wave of like bring somebody.
Yeah.
In.
What's fun is that Jackson's following the play too. Like while the
yes.
play's still going on,
yeah,
he's
so,
holding his shoulder.
So,
like.
So whenever the play happened, I went to make a block, and I see where Anthony runs past me, and so the play's still going on, but I can't feel my shoulder, so I'm just like, well crap, I gotta do something. You know, the play's still not over.
Look like I'm
so,
doing something.
So I'm having to run around with like one arm just dragged across the ground, full of pain, just trying to do something, get in somebody's way. But as soon as Anthony went down, I ran to the sideline and I was just like, my shoulder is out, out of place. Or it popped, or something happened. But
well, what sucks afterwards is that the trainers always get like a sledgehammer and they're like, does this hurt? Yeah, and it's. They go until something hurts.
Hey, but we have the best trainer out there.
Yeah,
Jacob.
We do. Shout out Jacob.
Let's clap it up for Jacob, you know. He's also a very, very loyal fan of 615, guys. We probably don't give him enough credit.
We don't. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for your support.
Thank you for your Gatorade.
If you ever go into his office and you see a 615 guy sticker, that's written with podcast on it.
Yes, like all the stickers should have.
Like they should have.
Should have.
And like they will hopefully soon.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Along with our merchandise.
I hope we get some merchandise.
Merchandise.
Yeah, let us know.
We're in the talks with Nike and
yeah,
Under Armour.
Yeah, DM us. Would you buy 615 guys merch?
We don't know if we should sign with like Versace or Gucci. They both really want us. So maybe we'll have a poll, you know, on our
somewhere
story.
Somewhere down the line.
You know, just the casual stuff. We're hoping somebody better will try to sign.
We got
us.
Any?
Maybe we'll start off with Blazers. I was thinking.
Yeah, 615 guys Blazers.
If we got any investors. That would be nice to step forward.
Buy 615 guys stock.
Yeah, like Bezos.
Yeah.
He's taking the dude from Star Trek to space.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know his name, but he's like 94.
I would love to go to space.
Go to space.
Are they just flying up there and then coming down? Or?
Yeah. But it's like a $1 billion trip. Well, Jackson, if you find, if you create a store like Amazon, you can do such a thing.
Maybe 615 guys can take us to space. If y'all support us,
615 guys in space.
Maybe
merch,
I think it is.
Let's
our
bring
merch
the ping
is
pong.
Gonna go crazy.
Let's bring the ping pong table.
The best podcast recorder on a ping pong table
in
space.
Outer space.
That should be our first shirt. Just the best podcast recorder on a ping pong table on a shirt. That's how we.
Or it could just say 615 guys podcast.
We'll do that first, and then do
and
the
then,
ping
yeah,
pong.
When we get big, yeah.
Yeah, I like.
Obviously, people are gonna want to buy multiple. like shirts.
Yeah,
and hats
yeah,
and stuff,
so we're gonna sell out quick.
Because they're gonna,
maybe we could be like Supreme and only make like four, so then the you know
or like the full send drop
supply
yeah.
and demand.
Once we make it once, we never make it again.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be like milk because. If they made five more shirts, they wouldn't sell for $1,000. That's what we'll make one shirt and just do a live bidding.
$500.
We'll start off like $5 million. This is the only shirt like this in existence.
Does anyone know? True. Does anyone know how to do the bidding voice? You know how they.
And we got
$10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $ those guys try to sell stuff.
Yeah, we always have one for the baseball chili supper. We got like
you
a
actually
guy,
have like a real dude.
Yeah, he like comes in from like Texas. He has like a cowboy hat, and he's always like, ah, 50 cents, oh, $25.
I swear, like they're always like country.
Yeah, they are.
Northerners. Do people in the north have there. Those?
Like? No, because they just, I'm walking here. They can't pronounce the words to say that. They'd be like, $1, $2. It's just too, it's too slow.
I'm from Boston.
I'm walking here. From Boston.
A very good.
I mean, I think they, like, they would probably be pretty good at it because they have no patience.
Ask your
that's
family.
True. Yeah, they'd be like, buy it already. Bleep, bleep, bleep. That's what they do.
Aren't they all from Wisconsin? Just go ask your family.
It's not exactly what I think of when I think of northern accent.
But I mean, like, not, like not necessarily no, northern accent, but, like, the northern part of America.
Yeah, my mom's family's from New York.
But when you think of the, yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
So you think of the northeast when you think of the north. So just like you think of the southeast when you think of the south.
I'm sure they would love to just come down to good old Lebanon, Tennessee to sell some 615 guys merch.
Yeah, they would. Shout out if y'all are listening. We
ship nationwide, so I mean, any of you listening,
shipping
in
is
California,
not free, but we do.
It's not cheap.
Yeah,
and the way we ship it, we actually drive.
Yeah, yeah,
we got a big
special
truck.
Delivery.
If you're from California, try not to order anything. We don't want to drive all the way out there.
While we're still, you know, somewhat little, like we are now. We want to go out and meet all of
our customers, our lucky customers,
all of our real supporters, because the people that buy the shirts are the real ones.
Yeah, they are.
Those are the people, like we say at the end of every podcast, whenever we're in all these different award shows and everything.
We'll remember y'all.
They're gonna be the ones there supporting.
They're gonna be the ones that make it on the back of the T-shirt. Like they'll just be like
in support. Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
We should have like the 615 guys logo on the front, and then a ping pong table on the back with all of our real ones on the on the ping pong.
Yeah, I like that.
We can do it. You heard it here first.
But yeah, y'all let us know if you would actually buy some 615 guys merch. Let us know. That also tells us that you're real supporters because you're listening to the pod.
You'll be on the back of the shirt. Maybe we could survey some shirt designs on our story to see what people like.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
We'll see. We
could partner with Culture.
But we
culture 615 guys.
Culture X 615.
Yeah. Love yours.
But you know we have to get that out on social media.
Yep.
On
whoever,
time.
Whoever does that needs to step it up.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know why the rest of the people. In there.
Speaking of stepping it up, which I am proud of him for doing, Denton, out of all people, was on time today.
He was the first one here. And I had to wait 10 minutes, which is why I'm never here on time. Every time I get here early, I just remind myself, I'm never doing this again. Not the podcast, but get here early. And that's why I'm always late.
It's every single time. He's here first. No one else is here.
Yeah, what happened to the ice cream this week?
Yeah, there is no ice cream. I've noticed that. Unless you're about to pull something out like right now.
I'm just waiting for you guys to ask. No, I didn't get any today. So.
No ice cream today?
One for all for none, none for all.
You going on a diet, Denton?
No, I just didn't get any day. You know, my wallet, you know, is on a diet.
Oh, right.
So yeah, trying to make the wallet gains. Yeah, no money in there today. Actually, I might have. I think I got $20 in there.
Not too shabby.
It's enough for us all for all of us.
No, yeah. Dude, it was like $20.10.
A mini at least.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, Sean, the one time I bought him one, was like, can I have the extra large Royal Blizzard? I was like, no, dude. He's like, can I have the Royal Cheesecake Oreo Blizzard? Like, no, dude. You're supposed to ask for, like, a small water. Like, what are you doing?
So, going back to the football side of things, we kind of discussed this a little bit earlier, but we're mainly talking about the curse. Sean, you want to explain what happened on your missed extra point? You're no longer perfect.
My first miss of the season Well, you see, you started off. It was just normal extra point. All right. What was it? Offside?
It was the first one of the game. It was a false start.
Who false started?
I don't remember. I think it was like one of our tackles or something. But okay. I'll take it from here. So Sean missed it. I don't want to say. Okay, I'm the long snapper. If you don't remember, but
now that Reeves
is out. Yeah, now that Reeves is out. I don't want to say it was my fault because I got the ball back there. Now, it may have been.
It may have been rolling.
It may have been quacking like a duck, but I got it back there.
Quacking like a duck.
Yeah.
Is that the term they use for a bat snap?
No, they just call it a duck, but
I don't know, man.
Quacking because it was a duck.
Didn't kick the extra point, so you weren't the one that missed
it. Okay, so even though it wasn't a spiral, Jalen bobbled it, he got it on the block, didn't he?
He got it on the block after I'd been waiting there for a good solid half.
Okay, so
second and a half. Jen's actually pretty good.
He said it at soccer that
he
one
a lot better.
He's in practicing for you, Sean. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm the starting quarterback. What do I need to get better at? Holding the kicks.
Yeah. So holding. Going back to
Do you get to kick on a block?
Do you not see me run out there and put the little black thing down, like line it up and everything?
And what, he catches it and places it on that?
It's cheating.
No, that's literally what every high school player does.
It's like the same balls that they use to kick with, too. The little composite balls you're saying about.
No, I don't use those.
He didn't. Yeah, we don't use those.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, I've always wondered, like, because it's like, man, I expect high school kickers to be way worse, and y'all are awful. But it makes sense because y'all get to cheat, basically, and y'all are still bad. Not you, of course, Sean.
Yeah,
the rest of you, like Mount Juliet's kicker, he's trash. Can't even beat Station Cam.
Anyways, we'll talk about MJ later. But
going back to long snapping, it's not easy, guys. All right, so
I do give you credit. It is something that I definitely couldn't do.
Yeah, it's tough, especially to get down the speed, to get down the spiral, to get down the accuracy. It's tough.
Even though you've been doing it, you have never
I've never honed in and practiced it. Day after day, I kind of took a while off because I didn't think Hayden was gonna get hurt, you know. So I was like, well, I'm not gonna long snap at all this year, so I'm just not gonna do it, and that was a mistake.
So kids, if you're listening,
always long
expect
snap.
The unexpected.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Always be prepared.
And it doesn't help that I'm wearing tape that makes it hard for my wrist to bend, and I need to be able to bend my wrist for long snapping. So. Not trying to make any excuses.
So why were
dude.
All your other snaps pretty good?
Because he looked at you and he was like, "Oh, Sean,
they used my other snaps used to be before I broke or sprained my wrist."
Well, you see, the other snaps that game were like just they were pretty fine. They were all
okay,
right.
Okay,
so that
okay.
means the kick was your fault.
No, well, after that one, they were.
All the snaps were probably perfect.
What I'm saying is that my spiral is usually better, but with this sprained wrist, it's iffy. If you know what I mean.
Connor, it's going to be like going down to a game when a field goal against Mount Juliet.
And it's just the snap.
I want to explain this kick from my perspective. So, I would. It was a false start. We had to go back. I think it was like 5 yards.
Yeah, see, and that threw me off too because I was like, oh, goodness. I was back there pretty good.
And so
then
now. Back up, all right.
Well, shouldn't they give you confidence if you do it good once? Yeah. Like, all right, this is easy.
No. You're like,
I'm never doing that again. That was the one.
That was the one I just used it.
They're pushing it here.
But anyways, I'm set up. I'm getting ready. I give Jalen the thumbs up, ready to go. He says set. And then I see Connor. He snaps the ball. It's rolling on the ground. And so after I take my first step, I have to, like, stop because I can't just keep going or I'm just going to whiff on air. And I had to, like, take a step. But I have to keep going to keep my momentum going. So I keep going. And then when I plant, Jalen is picking the ball up off the ground. So I'm just sitting there with my leg cocked back for a good, like, second. And then I just have to swing through and kick the ball standing there.
Misses it wide left.
Yeah.
Connor's like, yeah, he missed it, man. After all that perfect setup, he missed it.
Ball got on the block. Sean used his leg, and it missed.
Yeah, Connor's thinking somehow after this perfection, he missed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I couldn't have set it up better for you, I mean.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with the whole story. But you explain how the snap was, everything's horrible, and then Connor's like, yeah, and then you missed. Yeah, how you do that?
But at the end of the day, if we lost by 1 point, I was going to be very mad. But we ended up getting a big...
Went about like 20.
Yeah, I was like scared for at first because it was good. It was pretty close.
It was close at that point, but then, our boys, we put it on them.
Yeah, Jackson had 7 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, all All seven of them.
Minus all seven of them that we didn't
seven.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the score of that game? Like 30-8. Yep. That's what I thought.
Defense had a very good outing. Offense had a very good outing as well. Yeah. So
kicking didn't long
time. Kicking will get better as the
year. I mean, I had six out of 7 points. That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, in fantasy, somebody, that would be pretty good.
Somebody messed up.
I want to be more like Justin Tucker getting like 15 points a week.
Yeah,
making 66 yarders. Where are your 66 yarders, Sean?
I'm just holding back, you know.
He's saving it for MJ.
He doesn't want to.
He's still.
You'll see
he's
this
still,
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
This might be in past tense. Yeah. Don't know when this comes
whenever
out.
Whenever the pod comes out, it may be game day. It may be after the game.
It'll probably come out before game day, but we probably won't post about it until after game day.
Connor's glaring at
Jackson. We're hoping this comes out. We're hoping this comes out on game day, so that you could. One, if you wanted to listen to it before the game to get yourself hype,
yeah,
you can listen to this.
You know, we're a hype
podcast. Or, you know, I know all you fellows are going different places for fall break. So
yeah, you can listen to us.
Listen to beautiful voices on your road trips. I know that you have nothing else better to do. I mean,
speaking of that, since people will be on trips, what day we think this will come out? Saturday?
This pod?
Yeah.
We're hoping Friday.
Friday, Saturday? Okay. Well, I'm going to give you all a little insight to my fantasy football pickups of the week. Anyway, for those of you that play fantasy football that's listening, so probably just Jacob. Joe Mixon's injured. You can pick up P. Ryan. I think that's his name.
Yeah, I tried to pick him up.
Samaje P. Ryan.
Get him off the waiver.
DeBrickka Shaw, I picked him up.
Oh, thank you,
Dave. You can also pick up Damian Williams. He's the Bears running back while Montgomery's out. Yes, it's Damian. Make sure it's the right ones. There's two D. Williams in the league. My wide receiver pickup of the week is probably Van Jefferson Jr.
Why do you pick up so many people?
Because that's how you win the league.
Well, let's also look at where Ditton's sitting at right now. He's sitting at a solid 12 out of 12 people, 12 out of 12 places. So I wouldn't for sure take this man's advice.
Okay, well,
how you win the league right there, guys.
With a whopping 469 points on the year compared to my first place, 611.
Well, I'll have you know.
Why are you preaching this to other
people? I'll have you know, in the baseball league, which is an even bigger league, which means you actually have to be smart and you can't get lucky just where you with your lucky draft picks, I've scored the most points in that league. So I'm sorry, my literal second and third picks tore their ACL right after the draft. Imagine if both of y'all's running backs just tore their ACL. Y'all wouldn't be too good, would you? Anyway.
I'd probably still be 4-0. I was the only 4-0 guy in the league.
Okay, Jackson. Since you want to do this now, okay, let's check your team. Let's check your team. Okay. All right, you go into the draft. You're feeling confident. Boom, Najee Harris tears his ACL.
Okay, boom, Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, well, he's already... Okay, you stick him in your lineup. Boom, he tears his ACL. Because that's what happened to me. Okay, two of my four running backs tore their ACLs. Raheem Mostert and J.K. Dobbins. So, yeah, Gibson and Najee Harris tear their ACLs. Yeah, how you feeling then? And then your number two wide receiver's quarterback is terrible. So, yeah, take that. Idiot.
All I'm saying is that
that's just bad draft.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that I see a sign on West Main in your future.
No, because Bryce Kelly's going to lose.
I don't disagree with that.
You're right.
Did we tell him about our what's it called? Our punishment?
Connor. I think we did. Also, we had the same record.
Connor's close.
Yeah.
Do what?
Maybe we didn't.
I've scored more points than Bryce Kelly. He just got lucky with the schedule, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I got unlucky playing Jackson. I scored almost 150 points, and he beat me.
Sully scored the second most points, and he's in last.
But anyways, whoever gets last in our league, you know, there's always these different punishments about. You've seen people with like doing the hot wings challenge and everything.
Or like sitting at Waffle House for 24 hours.
Oh, yes. That's funny. But anyways, ours, you have to sit out on West Main, middle of West Main, for an hour, with a sign that says "I suck at fantasy football."
Yes, and Walsh and Bryce Kelly refused to do it because they're losers, even though they're the two people that always get last.
Yeah.
Wait, and they haven't paid yet. Speaking of, have you paid, Connor?
Yes.
Okay. They're like the only two that.
Yeah, they never pay. They won't do the rules.
Yeah, make sure you pay. Not gonna do the thing.
Make sure you pay your commissioner.
Yeah.
It's the polite thing to do.
Yeah. It's how you get in the leagues. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ian has the most money out of, and they both have the most money out of all of us.
I know.
Yes. Bryce Kelly will legit post about a different pair of shoes that he buys every single night, yet he can't pay me the $10 for
it. Yeah, it's terrible.
Money's fans tight. Football.
Culture, let's go. Let's pick it up.
Yeah, get it together, culture.
If you need our help, we will have a merger. Yeah, merger. Couldn't think of the word.
I think that's my only pickup of the week. I guess a couple of tight end pickups. You can get
your guy.
Dawson Knox. LaVisca Chenault is probably a good one. There's somebody else, too. Oh, A.J. Green. A.J. Green's been doing good. But my thing with Van Jefferson is basically Robert Woods isn't going to be good this year. So Van Jefferson is just last year's version of Robert Woods. So that'd be my receiver pickup of the week. My running back pickup of the week is Damian Williams because Montgomery's out 4 to 5 weeks. Mm. And then I think Mixon's hurt or something, and somebody else went to IR today, Will Fuller.
Really? So, he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah, hopefully Waddle gets some more upside with that going down.
I saw Devontae Parker was a big waiver wire pickup. Oh, and Trey Lance. Trey Lance is definitely the quarterback pickup of the week. Jimmy G's out like 4 to 5 weeks too. And Trey Lance scored 20 points in one half last week.
Young prodigy. We'll see.
Big upside. Anyway, that was our fantasy football report of the week.
Yep. Now back to the regular program. Big week in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Probably the biggest week of the year, I would say.
Yep, ACT.
Sure.
Which was awful, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
It is the...
I read in the newspaper... I know. I sound old.
Wow.
With his reader glasses. Okay.
This is like our...
See what we got today.
This is like our 50th-something meeting in 50-something years in a row. So, kind of crazy.
But how long has it been, like,
since 12 years
time?
Since you won.
No. Like, that's what it was. Like, we've faced
played them 50 years in a row. And you've won twice.
The number is, I want to say we've won 15.
Oh,
they've won
35.
Like
35,
25 to 30, I think.
Your math's remarkable.
Like, but hey,
yeah, we played them 50 times. We won 15.
No, it's close.
They won 12. 50.
No, I was close.
But anyways, this is the biggest week of the year. I mean, there's Christmas, there's Easter. There's the 4th of July.
Halloween.
There's every
Halloween.
Time we release an episode.
Thanksgiving.
Hanukkah.
Memorial Day.
Hanukkah.
But what trumps all of those...
is MJ Hate Week.
Absolutely.
Hopefully this comes out on game day, so it's not like completely not the hype at all. It's like we played him the day before, and it's like, we can't wait to play Mount Julian.
But yeah,
we hate MJ.
So the streak, the last time...
I think it's been 12 years.
Yeah, beat MJ was 2008. And I think this year, or I know this year is going to be the year we change.
It is. It's going to be the year.
It's going to be known as
both
the
teams
year.
Are 6-1.
Yes.
Both teams lost to a team they shouldn't have.
It's not a region game, though, this year. First time.
Yeah, which is dumb.
Years.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's just got to technically mean nothing for y'all to win.
I guess.
Well, it means a whole lot more than nothing.
It means everything. It means everything, but...
Yeah, Coach Gentry said it best. It means nothing in the grand scheme of things, but it means everything.
Everything. Yeah, it is the game you circle on your calendar. It's Tennessee versus Alabama.
Like it's one of those teams where, like, for some people, obviously not everybody, but, like, if we didn't win a single game all year.
That would be the game.
But we beat MJ.
Yes, it's like Tennessee and Alabama.
Some people
Tennessee
would call that Vandy. A successful year.
It's not like Tennessee and Vandy. I don't care about Vanderbilt at all.
Yeah, but Vanderbilt, all they care about is beating Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
because they
reverse.
Just look up to their older brothers. It's like that's what that like, I compare that to.
Oh, then I don't care.
I would say Tennessee's our Alabama's main rival, and then Auburn's our little brother.
I mean, Auburn's y'all's rival because they actually beat. It's got for it to be a rivalry. The other side needs to win sometimes.
Yeah,
so we're not really Alabama's rival. Auburn is.
I'm anxious to see the like who they pick to win this game.
I am too, and I think. The atmosphere is going to be...
Oh, it's a home game. It is a home game.
It is a home game.
And it's live on television.
I don't know if Pap's going to be there. I think he has like a hockey game or something.
Really?
Which would suck.
Which means you got to step up.
I know, but it just throws it off. Yeah. Because,
I mean,
because even though...
Homecoming?
Yeah.
And y'all were awful?
Yeah, it's
no,
bad.
It's every game. I think Siegel was the best one. Siegel and Central were like the best ones. And then after that, just kind of.
Central's, I feel like, was the best.
No, Central is definitely the best.
And it was an away game. But it's just like, even though we have loud people that are good, when it's like a dual leader, a dual leadership, meaning, you know, like multiple people, it's just out of whack. Because you're like, you look at them, and you're like, hey, you start this chant, and then it'll just be quiet rather than just one person just doing it. So
but either way, this place needs to be rocking.
But I could be wrong. I remember I remember hearing that, but he might be. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if you're listening to this right now and you're not on the way to the game, if this is released on Friday, then you're doing something wrong.
Game of the century. I need to buy my ticket.
You need to before it sells out. But yes, everyone needs to show up to this game. This needs to be the deepest game
ever
of the year, of the century.
Ever.
This
at
needs
this
to be,
field.
This needs to be standing
room
only.
We
need
to reach max capacity.
This needs to be standing room only. There should be
sell
no
out.
Tickets left at the gate or on the phones or anywhere. There should be people outside of the gate selling
should
tickets.
Be. Yeah, but using binoculars to watch the game.
For triple the price.
Yes.
There should be people.
Game of the century. Forget Lipscomb and Oakland. This game's better.
Yes. There needs to be like drones everywhere, blimps, people, you know, trying to just get
blimps and pimps, baby.
An eye level view of the game of the century.
There's got to be people, you know, like on the.
I hear Peyton Manning's flying in to watch the game.
On the road where that leads into Lebanon High School.
Yeah, using a telescope to watch the game.
Yes.
Yep.
I like that.
Game of the century. So hopefully this episode comes out beforehand so I can get hyped for it.
Yes, because we need everybody there. Very deep. Because the hyper that our fans are, the hyper we get.
Yep.
I swear, together. There's nothing. We have the best entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
I
love our
entrance.
If you don't know it, it's walking in with a bunch of cop cars, sirens going off.
But you're going down this little walkway
that's
painted. And then you get, like, everybody on both sides of you just, like, looking down. And it's just, like.
It is cool.
But you see.
I get goosebumps every time.
Yeah.
The thing after that, we have to go sit and wait behind the little tarp for, like, 5 minutes. Just wait to run through it. Like, it'd be so much better if we just, like, walk up and then run right through it.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't play football, it makes you want to play football, right? Then is that.
Yeah, it's kinda, it's a cool feeling.
Just the entrance part is just. It's awesome. It's probably, like, a top three feeling of all time.
It's pretty good.
Like starting to walk through.
It's
and then everyone's just looking at you and you just get to ignore them because you're cool.
Man,
you act like you don't see.
Yeah, I dap up all the little kids. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Sean's like, I'm a kicker.
No. Sean's like, no,
I'm
too
cool.
For school.
No, you can't do
everyone
anything.
Everyone looks up to me.
You can't do anything. You can't dap up nobody. You gotta be focused.
Oh, okay.
No miss PATs, all right, Sean?
Yeah, on the way,
we
on
get
the,
some good snaps.
On the way out from halftime, whenever we're gonna be up,
yeah,
I'll high five.
Right,
that's what's gonna happen.
And after the game, when we win,
yeah. Look, you have no excuse not to be there. You have a week break afterwards. You don't do anything for a week, so everyone should be here giving.
We
their
know your Friday nights are free.
100%. You can't go anywhere after like school. I mean, I guess you can, but I mean,
you're not going to.
You're
gonna
be here.
MJ Hate Day.
You're going to be here in Lebanon. You're going to be at
the game.
The game. The game of the century.
Exactly.
The game of the millennial. Isn't that like a million
millennium.
Years? Millennium.
It's just 100, but yeah.
Just about a century.
Yeah,
is 100.
Sorry, a thousand. Sorry.
Yeah. Then why is it called a millennium if it's not a million?
Millions.
Well, it's not million, it's millennium.
Yeah, million.
But it sounds like million.
Okay,
it really
didn't matter.
But it should. We need to talk about this.
Forget MJ is what we're getting at.
At the end of the day, it's screw MJ till you die.
Yeah,
at
it's going to be a lot of let's go Brandon chants towards MJ. let's go Michael.
At the end of the day, the streak ends.
Mic drop it, Connor. Just
this year.
Yeah, it
this
does.
This is the year.
Beat the streak. It's like the Undertaker.
Not this year.
This
Friday. This
Friday.
It's crazy that it's already here. I remember, like it was yesterday, the game at MJ last year.
Yep.
I remember walking off that field last year.
Wait, didn't you get contact trace, though, that week?
I did that week, but I was able to come back for Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Connor actually played that game.
I did.
I know, because somebody started a
Connor Gannon chant. I got me a Connor Gannon chant from old Denton Dotson.
Yep, I got the seniors last year. I ran up to him. I was like, we have to do a Connor Gannon chant. We did, and you got a tackle like literally the next play.
I know, it was after the play.
Because
y'all saw me, and y'all were like, it's Connor, no way.
We were like, dude, is that Connor? Jackson would have got that chant too, but he fumbled.
Yeah.
That would have been a great play.
Yeah, it would have. But it wasn't. But that stops tomorrow. That stops too.
Yeah, Jackson's scoring a touchdown. Bold prediction. Forget the final score.
Okay.
Jackson's scoring a touchdown.
We'll let you know about that after fall
break. It's happening. Predicting it now.
If that happens, then
the curse is over. That'll break.
You think
the curse
will end?
You have to score a touchdown.
You have to score
a touchdown.
If you
get
a touchdown, that's what's going to end the curse.
Weight on his shoulders right now.
You're going to have to take like a screen pass 50 yards, but I believe in you.
My heart just like sunk.
You would have scored a touchdown if you didn't fumble.
He had green grass in front of him.
That was what got me so excited. I saw all the green grass, and then I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to score a touchdown.
Wait,
where's the ball?
We were like, yeah, Jackson. And then he's just running, and it just comes out. It was
everyone
so awkward.
In the crowd, you heard.
It was just like, it was he was just running.
Let me say it this way. It was the.
I don't even know.
And then you had the holding call like two plays later.
It was the fastest. High of emotions to low of emotions. Yeah.
You broke that tackle and was like, yeah!
Yes,
I broke the tackle.
Two tackles.
Yeah. I broke two tackles.
And you could just feel everyone just... We were just ready to just explode. Just cheered the loudest we ever had, and then it just turned into... Oh.
That needs to go on your highlight film, but cut out the second part.
No, it needs to go on your highlight film, and then it'd be like, this is the lowest of the low, and you flashed all the touchdowns you're going to be scoring
with
the rest
the
of the year.
And then that's my... Boom. My touchdown.
It's our beat.
It's the 615 guys beat.
Speaking of that, you're about to hear it.
Good one.
We have gotten late into this Wednesday.
Yes,
Wednesday
evening. It's currently 12 a.m. We have school tomorrow. Oh, we're pretty tired. You know, we're grinding 615 guys.
We grind.
We do anything to just get you all episodes.
We show up.
To be fair, we did
we show
walk
up at
through
six,
a snowstorm for an episode.
Yeah, we did. We show up here at about 6 o'clock. We eat a good protein fueled dinner. Then we work out.
We get our 6.5 guys lift in the morning.
And then we come back in here and we plan the episode fully. And then we hype each other up for 2 hours. And then we record at 12 a.m. So it's currently 12 a.m.
It's 12:35.
Yeah. So it's pretty tired. And then after the episode, we got full production team. We edit the episode and stuff. So yeah, it's grind. So we're pretty tired, is what I'm saying.
It's been a long day, a long week, but it's all going to be worth it.
Yes, it will.
Because come Friday,
the streak ends now.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. That's going to be the cheer this week. That's the theme. The theme this week's
Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Oh, man. I'm going to get a Let's Go, Brandon shirt. That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
If you don't understand, you should probably look it
just
up.
Look it
just
up.
Look it up.
Just look it up.
If you know,
oh,
you know.
Man.
If you know, you know.
It's so funny. You can hear the chants now.
We legit watched that video for 20 minutes.
Oh, it's so funny. People in Tennessee, they've probably seen the video.
I'm sure everybody's seen the video by now. But until we get any more Let's Go Brandon chants, or until, I guess the next time you'll hear this, you'll be getting ready.
You'll know who has won the game.
Or you'll be, you'll probably won't know who's won the game. But you'll be on your way to somewhere in paradise in your fall break.
Yep. So we want to wish everyone a happy and safe fall break. Y'all take care. 615 guys is always thinking about y'all. Thank you for the support of those who are still listening. And
we love all of you.
We'll see y'all the next time we see y'all.
Peace.
615 guys out.
See ya.